All right. Well, I'm being recorded, as you can see, so I have to be careful what I say. Same for you, speakers, apparently. No, joking. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for coming. It's always difficult to leave your house on a Saturday, but it's great that we are all here because we're having a very, very interesting, I think, fascinating topic today with great speakers. So before we start, I would like to recognize the traditional owners of the land, the Kulin Nation, and their elders past and present. My name is Victor Lassa. I'm a researcher and a PhD candidate with the Center for Global Research with RMIT University. And Luis was kind enough to invite me to moderate today to facilitate the event. An event that I find really, really exciting. It's a fascinating topic. Today we see it as a journey of discovery in one sense, because for me as an average citizen, I think for many people, West Papua is still one of the last frontiers left, one of those mysteries left that we don't know much about from many points of view, anthropological, ecological, geographical, even political in this case. So today we are going to discover many things. That's why we have explorers, mountaineers, we have scientific photographers, but it's also a travel of, it's a day to uncover things, because as we know, within West Papua, there are many things that are not always in the media that are extremely unfair, and one strong example is the situation with Mount Karsten. So that's why we also have journalists and researchers with us today. A situation that sometimes is seen as a local drama, but we need to be aware that it's just a local presentation of a global problem. These problems with big corporations exploiting natural resources happen in many countries. So these problems are shared by countries we call developing countries and countries we call developed. Like in Australia, we call ourselves developed, but as we well know, there are many problems with mining and the recognition of land ownership, of Aboriginals, environmental impact, etc. So it's a thing shared by countries from very different kinds. So what we'll do today is we'll have the presentations in the first hour, and then we'll start a discussion together with the public. And at the end, we'd like to do a little workshop for everybody to give its view, to give a suggestion on how the thing could improve once we've been informed about it and how we can move forward. So we would like to start with a local witness, Mama Josefa, as many people know her. Her real name is Josefa Alomang. She's a local community leader. She's been an activist for decades now. She suffered the repression of Indonesian authorities, from the police and the military, and she suffered, together with her community, the horrible consequences of mining, the contamination, the lack of drinkable water and food, and she suffered the death of up to five of her children, if I'm not mistaken, due to sickness provoked by the situation of the mine. So we thought that we owed it to her to start with her history, and then we'll go from there. We have a video that Izzy Brown here recorded in an interview she made over there. The video starts with a local academic explaining the significance of the glacier, and then Mama Josefa explains how and why the situation is important for her own people. Well, this is Josefa Aloman. I would like to mention, due to her activism, she received in 2001 the Goldman Environmental Prize, which is a prestigious prize given to activists defending rights and environmental against environmental attacks. So, the video.